What?
Good evening. Hi, my name is Rick, and I'm calling for Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We'd like to get your opinions. We aren't selling anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Okay. Do you or does
How long will
any
it take?
Member... It will take just
How
about
will
5
it take?
Minutes. It's really quick.
All right, go.
Do you or does any member in your family and your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper, or advertisement agency, media organization,
no.
or maybe work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican? Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, or local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections, on Tuesday, August the 20th? Would you say that you will definitely go into vote, that you are very likely to vote, somewhat
no, definitely.
Likely to vote? Definitely. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
And next, what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
80.
Thank you. Now, from the following list that I will give you, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on the most? Okay, I just need the top. Just to help you and your family. The first one said, housing and property insurance costs, corruption in county government, illegal immigration, traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, taxes and county government spending, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, order development.
All right, this is the day, I would say corruption in county government.
Thank you. And I thank you for your answer. Moving on, now we'll give you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the county that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can also include that as well. Okay?
Okay.
First will be Kevin Marino Cabrera.
No opinion.
Okay. How about Joe Sanchez?
No opinion.
Ernesto Rodriguez?
Never heard of.
Okay. Mario Knapp?
He's running for sheriff. No, no opinion.
Okay. Rosanna Cordero Scott?
Not heard of.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I've never heard of her.
Okay.
I am.
Francis Suarez?
No, I do have an opinion, but it's negative. Negative opinion.
Would you say that it's very unfavorable or maybe somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. How about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Would you say that it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Jose Aranguren?
Say the name again.
Jose Aranguren.
Didn't hear of him.
Okay, and how about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Now let's continue. And again, I thank you so much for your time. We're almost done, okay? We'll go as fast as I can. Now, as you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that required all counties in the state to hold elections for local offices such as a sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in these positions have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County Mayor. But now, Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. Let's say if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff will held today, among the following candidates for whom you will vote. The first one will be Jose Arango, Joe Sanchez, Justin Bishop, Roman De La Rua, John Rivera, Marion Knapp, Alexander Fournette, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, Ernesto Rodriguez, Ignacio Alvarez, Jeffrey Giordano, or Rolando Riera.
Mario Knapp.
Thank you. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff will hold today, for whom you will vote? Will it be for Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
Okay. And as you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for a Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for who you will vote? A Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
Thank you. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump had endorsed Rosanna Cordero Stutz in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
No, I was not aware.
Oh, okay. Now, you will now be giving a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote, okay? It goes like this. Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communism rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as Florida Highway Patrol Trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety and bring a non-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff will hold today, for whom you will vote? Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Another candidate.
Thank you. You will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna Cordero Stutz. And again, please indicate how you will vote. And we're almost done, okay? One candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters said that Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a non-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents said Joe Sanchez served as a Miami County Commissioner for over a decade. He tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayers' dollars to build Marlins Park. Another candidate is Rosanna Cordero Stutz. Supporters said Cordero Stutz is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving their community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents said Rosanna Cordero Stutz has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniel Levine Cava. Just one final time. Taking into account everything that you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff will hold today, for whom you will vote? Again, Joe Sanchez, Rosanna Cordero Stutz, or another candidate?
Sanchez.
Okay, thank you. You will now will be asked just a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is just for classification purposes only. Let's say if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs? Let's say
conservative.
Oh, would you say that you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Thank you. And what is the latest grade of formal education that you have completed?
4 years college.
Thank you. Okay, that's basically all I needed. I thank you so much for your time and for taking the time to answer. I hope you have a nice day.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
You too. Good luck.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm.